This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura, in for Ben Johnson. A high-ranking State Department official led a delegation to Cuba over the weekend. In December, the U.S. and Cuba announced they plan to normalize relations after 50 years. It's still early days, but many U.S. companies are eager to do business with Cuba, including many telecom companies. Ted Henkin is a Cuba expert at Baruch College who studied how Cubans use the Internet. Hi, Ted.
Hello. Great to be with you.
What are the barriers to access? Is it financial? Is it expensive to get online? Is it technical? Not everybody's hooked up?
Yeah, both of those things are key. It costs, on average, to get 1 hour of Internet service. It costs $5. Cubans make, on average, $20 a month. That's a big obstacle. There's two final obstacles that are more political. Of course, there's the external embargo that has been significantly weakened over the last month, especially in the telecom area. And then there's the ideological things where they actually block some websites from access within the island.
In a country like China, people can visit sites outside of China through VPNs, through all kinds of maneuvering. Do the same sort of mechanisms exist there in Cuba?
Absolutely. There's a saying in Cuba, everything is prohibited, but anything goes.
And describe a few of those workarounds to me.
The two most common ones are using flash drives as the internet that people can buy on Monday for $5, on Tuesday for $4, all the way to Friday it costs a dollar because the news and information, the apps, the movies are old by the end of the week, and so a new one comes out the next Monday. This is a big phenomenon, very common, and it's penetrated all parts of the island. The other workaround are these mesh networks. They wire a bunch of computers together in various neighborhoods, and they can, mostly it's focused on sharing ideas, information, playing games. But of course, it has larger implications because it is independent, and it seems independent from outside funding sources such as the U.S. government.
Ted, if you were to put this into context, the level of restriction on the internet in Cuba, how does it compare to other countries around the world?
Cuba is one of the most disconnected countries in the world, especially in the Western Hemisphere. And this is especially, I think, bitter or frustrating for Cubans because at the same time, Cuba has one of the highest human development indicators in terms of access to health care, access to education. And so you have a rising level of frustration because Cubans, they're connected to modern ideas, but they can't share them easily with one another or get new ideas easily from outside the country. And so that has led to really a broad-based demand among the Cuban population for open access to the internet.
Ted Henkin is the author of Entrepreneurial Cuba, The Changing Policy Landscape. Ted, thank you very much.
Great pleasure to be with you.